John's out on vacation today. He'll return Monday with more details. We'll start handing out teams for March Mattress and the Wilson's Furniture bedroom set valued at over $1,100. Change your bedroom around. We had a chance about a week ago with John to talk to comedian Christopher Titus. He's got a show at the Silver Reef in the Event Center coming up on Saturday night. I've still got a couple pairs of tickets. Let's revisit that conversation with Christopher Titus.
Good morning, people. How are things?
We're doing great. Where are you right now? What town are you in?
I'm home in Los Angeles. I'm heading up to the casino in a couple weeks, but I'm in L.A.
Okay.
Where it's freezing here. It must be 61.
No, yeah.
It's crazy.
It's 61.
Yeah,
we had 22 this morning.
Oh my God.
So we got tickets.
And that's not even the worst in this, around some of the temperatures in the news, but ours is pretty cold.
So we got tickets for your show March 10th at the Silver Reef Casino Hotel. And you've been doing the thing for a while now. Well, let's start off with your how your career started, with a great story about how you did. You almost fall into a bonfire. Did you actually fall into a bonfire?
No. I was on fire. No. I don't listen. In my career, I don't almost do anything.
Yeah.
I do the stupidest possible thing and then turn it into comedy. That's what seems to happen with me. I fell into a bonfire, that's why I stopped drinking. Falling into a bonfire is gold medal level. AA sent me a certificate. AA sent me a certificate that just said, wow. And so I stopped drinking then. But I was at a beach with a bunch of friends, and we were all drinking. And I was that kid in school whose friends used to give him extra alcohol just to see what he was going to change into.
And so I
was walking on the bonfire talking to girls, trying to be cool. We were wrapped up in a sleeping bag, went in, and we were burning a telephone pole, which... I don't know where we got a telephone pole, but it's pretty high up there on the drunk theft scale. I just picture on the way home there was just wires hanging in the road for some reason. About we had a bonfire with a telephone pole. That messed me up pretty bad. And it's weird because that was the day I stopped drinking, decided to be a comedian. I was 17, and it took me another year and a half to even start doing comedy. But that was the day, man. A friend of mine said falling into a bonfire is a one-step program.
It's a one-step program.
Yeah, we want to clean up alcoholics. You just go to one meeting and they push you in a bonfire. You know, I'm an alcoholic. Okay, you ready, Bob? And then you're done. Here's your chip. It's just a charcoal briquette, and you carry that around in your pocket to remind yourself.
Yeah, 12 steps is redundant, man. You only need one. Just get pushed into the bonfire.
You only need one. It's going to hurt a lot, but it's only one step. Yeah.
Wow. So, when you're out on the road so much and you've got so much time, you've got that hour and a half or something that you're on stage and you've got a lot of time and you're on your own and you're left to your own devices, how do you kill time? How do you make it fun?
I'm a drug mule most of the time, state to state, and also artifacts that I've stolen from Egypt. I do a lot of that. I don't know, man. It's weird because I'm always working on new material. This is my eighth show now, and I have this, and I'm a screw up too. I was a DF student, so I'm always afraid of screwing up. So I'm always working on the next thing. Actually, I didn't graduate high school. I was let go. I got laid off from my senior year. They were like, yeah, we filled your position. Thank you. I was like, so, but I'm not done. Yes, you are. So I was this total screw-up, so I kind of have this paranoia about sucking all the time. So I work, man. I work. I don't do anything. I don't just go hang out at TJ Maxx and buy old shirts. I'm good.
And yeah, you had quite an upbringing. I know a lot of that goes into your act and has inspired your career in one way, but... you had a series of stepmothers. When you say series, is it one or two or three or four?
No. My dad. No, I had six, and my dad had a marriage license gold card. It was pretty bad, man. It's funny because there was a point. My dad was a stick man. He had six ex wives. He had about 60 girlfriends. Hugh Hefner used to call him for tips, man. He just was all the time. Sleeping with something. So there was a point where he would get up in the morning and tell me, I was going to be asleep before school, and he'd tell me her name so when I got up I didn't embarrass her. He's like, this is Janet. Now, he was right about 8 out of 10 times, which is great.
Yeah, and did you like any of them? Or?
No, really, not. No. There was one, his third wife was school, and then the fourth one. Yeah, you meet these women, and it's funny because I got so good at judging women, except when I got married, then I made a horrible mistake. So I think comedy can heal, man, and as long as you're drinking. Alcohol and comedy can heal. Let's be clear.
Yeah. Well, come heal some people in March. Come up and heal some people, brother.
I'm bringing it down.
Yeah,
I'm going to bring the country together one joke at a time. I'm going to bridge the chasm with sarcasm. I just woke up. Sorry, man.
There's a big room there. You'll love it, the Silver Reef, and it's on a nice piece of property. Brad, I think there's even room for a big bonfire out back where we can all go after the show.
Careful with those bonfires there.
Well, that sounds like a threat.
No. Christopher Titus, hey, we're going to give away some tickets right now. Callers 9 and 10, right. You're going in. You're going to go see Christopher Titus March 10th at the Silver Reef Casino, Hotel, and Spa.